We got a guy on the line who's familiar with the Pats, familiar with winning, defensive lineman with the New England Patriots, making his debut on the show.
Right.
Here's Lawrence Guy. What's up, Lawrence? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're looking forward to Sunday night. We were playing the Belichick clip from a couple of days ago where people were trying to provoke him to kind of pump the tires of Kansas City and promote the game, and he just simply would not do it.
Said they're all problems. The quarterback's a problem. Yeah. Everything's a problem.
I think we're getting ready to play Kansas City. Something along those lines. Are you willing to step out a little bit further than your head coach and kind of promote and pump the tires of what should be a great game on Sunday night?
You know, it's going to be one of those games that everybody is going to watch. It's a must-see game. You got two teams that have two really good offenses, and we got two really good defenses going at it. And it's going to be a battle of the down, pretty much.
How much fun is
that? East down counts. It's a blast. It's something you can't think about doing until you do it. When you look out there like, hey, everybody's going to see me do this. Everybody might see me mess up if I mess up. But it's going to be one fun game.
Well, as a D lineman, when you consider what kind of numbers Patrick Mahomes has been putting up, like just stats that are staggering. We've never really seen it before. Does that make you nervous? Does it make you excited? I mean, how do you prepare for a kid like this who's rolling into your house and is playing this well?
Well, you know, as a D lineman, I'm more focused on the offensive line shot off the back, you know. I got two people I might have to go against. I have to find out who I'm going to hit the mouth first. So that's the first thing I do. But then we go to the quarterback position. He's putting up numbers. He's a phenomenal athlete. You see it. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to who can execute better, who could play a better down-for-down game. And that's going to have the outcome of the game. And like I told people before, it's all about who has the most heart on Sunday night. Who's going to come out victorious on Sunday night. And that's it. Because you could be a better team and not bring it that day, or you could be a horrible team and bring it that day and win. It's all about who's going to leave it all on the line every single play to be successful.
It seems like you guys, I mean, in big situations, there's a lot of talk about Kansas City, their offense, and the numbers they're putting up. It seems like you guys, this is a game where you'll game plan and have a strategy where everything will be different. How big is the coaching staff, guys like Tom Brady in big games, to make sure everybody's calm and can execute in a situation like this?
You know, when we're in New England, every game is a big game for us. So every game is a make or break a game for us. So that's how we came into the week. Came in last week the same way. We're going to come in every single week the same way. Like, that's the best thing about playing for this organization. It's every game is a big game. There's no game that's, oh, this is whoever, we're just going to roll over. No, every game is a big game. We prepare the same amount for every single team. And we have a good game plan, a good system, and we've been practicing, busting our butts every single day to make sure we fix some mistakes, improve on our good plays, and continue to roll on.
With Lawrence Guy, defensive lineman with the New England Patriots, it's Pats at home against the Chiefs on Sunday night. You've played at a few different spots in the league. The Pats have this reputation of no fun, all business. Belichick and Brady set the tone, and everyone falls in line. How much truth is there behind that?
Well, I have to plead the fifth.
No, we can't accept that.
Right there.
We cannot accept that.
You know, when we get here, whatever happens at the facility stays at the facility. It's like going to Vegas. Whatever happens there stays there. You know, but like I said, it's a blast. Going to work every day. I don't go to work. I'm like, oh man, this is a drag. It's a complete true experience to step and foot into that locker room, on that practice field, off that. And you know, we have good camaraderie throughout the whole team. So we always laugh here and there. We have those individuals that are unique with unique personality. So it's always a good time going to work. But you also know how serious it is. And like I said, every game is a big game. So that's part of it. But that makes the organization so great because we have a mixture of both of it. And, you know, to the outside world is no fun zone. There's no this. If y'all want to think that way, it's fine.
Must be fun going to the Super Bowl, though, right? And, like, winning the AFC
winning every
East
game,
every year.
Winning every night. That's got to be fun.
Yeah. I don't win a Super Bowl.
No, I know, but you got there, right? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, getting there must be fun.
Yeah, getting there was a blast, you know. And that week of that is great, too, so. But, like, that's what you play this game for. You play this game to win championships. And you play this game to go out there and knowing that you're going to have the full-on best potential out of each one of your teammates. And when you go to this team and you become a Patriot, that's what you get. You get nothing else. You don't get people that slack off and have or don't take responsibility for their mistakes. You get a person that's going to man up and like, this is my fault. I need to fix it. I need to do better. I want to do better for my teammates. I want to do better for myself and my coaching staff. And that's what you want in a teammate and what you want in a player.
Have you had the chance to party with Rob Gronkowski?
Years ago. You know, he went to Arizona, and I went to Arizona State. So I just told him this story years ago. I don't know if you remember this, but when we was in college, I actually came down to Tucson, and we hung out for a day. He's like, I had no idea. I was like, it's one of those days I probably would have forgot about, too. But I remember that laugh you have, and I was like, no doubt, I'm never going to forget the laugh. You know, and he was like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm dead serious. Told him about the whole day. He's like, oh, that sounds like me. I'm like, yeah, that was you. It's the only thing I can remember. Everybody else that day is a blur, but I remember you.
Well, does it all add up? I mean, he's like a mythical figure in the sports world in a way. You know, he's a guy. He's all business when he plays. You know, the guy, he's maybe the greatest tight end of all time, but, man, he likes to have a good time when it's during the off season. I mean, is that just for show, or is that the real deal Holyfield behind the scene?
Well, you know, we're all adults at the end of the day. And during season, you know, we're all about business. And off season, you train, then what you do with your free time, what you do with your free time. That's pretty much it. He's enjoying his life, and I don't blame him. Go ahead, enjoy your life, have a good time. But you can see he also putting that work during that time to make sure he's ready for season. So he has a good mixture of both of them. Those one days I'm like, hey, just give me a call sometime.
Yeah, hey, exactly.
Give me a ring. Let me know what you're doing. Let me see if I want to come out with you.
Yeah, let me be a part of that entourage every once in a while.
You want to dance with Shaq, let me know.
Yes, exactly. With Lawrence Guy, defensive end of the New England Patriots. We'd be remiss not to bring this up because we missed out on this opportunity yesterday. We had Brent Urban on, the defensive lineman down in Baltimore yesterday, who's a Mississauga kid, a suburb up here in Toronto, and he's 6'7", 295. You were 6'4", 315.
Yeah, I know Brent very well.
You know Brent well?
Yeah, I know Brent very well. I played with the Ravens for a couple of years.
Well, we got to get the details on what you guys do on a cheat day. If you go to the Cheesecake Factory or wherever McDonald's,
like,
whatever
it is.
What's
the order? What does it look like?
What's it look like at 6'4", 315 when you get the chance to cheat?
You know, you get those little looks at everybody, and they're like, I wonder what he does for a living. So, and, you know, it's one of those, you know, you call an Uber and. I got into it, and they looked at me, and they said, you're very large. What do you do? And I was like, man, I said, you wouldn't believe this, but I went and went pro, but I had this knee injury in high school that took me out. So right now, I just do a lot of real estate. And I'm like, really? I'm like, I'm telling you, the size, it was meant to be, but, you know, the knee injury I had in high school, I couldn't make it, I understand, but real estate is my thing. And one guy called me out and said, yeah, tell me about your real estate. And I'm like, well, yeah.
The red zone. Yeah. That's the real estate. I try to get across the line of scrimmage.
Oh, yeah. No, did Brent tell you about the Golden Knights?
No.
Is that what he was? Oh, he wasn't telling you about the Golden Knights? Golden Knights.
Okay. What's that all about?
I'm a Las Vegas born and raised.
Oh, okay. So you're on that. Are you on that bandwagon? Because they're off to a pretty poor start, man. They have not been playing well early in this season.
It's okay. When you don't have a professional team, and now you have a professional team, go Knights.
Yeah. All right. Go Knights, man. That was a great story last year. Well, good luck Sunday night and the rest of the way. This was great catching up with you, man. We really appreciate you doing it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me on the show.
There's Lawrence Guy.